This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens wants to figure out how to regulate e-scooters and e-bikes in the municipality, and that could include allowing them on sidewalks. District 4 Councillor Vicky Amiro said that at a recent police advisory board meeting, Queens District RCMP reviewed the Motor Vehicle Act provisions around e-scooters.
We discussed the uses of these devices on all roads, but the most travel-challenged road was Bristol Avenue. The board discussed sidewalk versus roadway use for the e-scooters. Due to the narrow lanes and heavy traffic in this area, it was suggested sidewalk use for limited areas such as these, supported by signage, with expectations for reductions in speed.
Residents told councillors at their recent town hall sessions that it's become too dangerous as a pedestrian in some areas with the rise in popularity of the devices. They reported people riding e-scooters and e-bikes at high speeds and not paying attention to what they were doing. Councillors asked staff to develop clear, enforceable provisions regulating e-bikes and e-scooters. They also want staff to come up with amendments to a bylaw that restricts skateboard use in downtown Liverpool. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton said the 1998 bylaw prohibiting skateboards at Fort Point on Main Street, part of Market Street, and near the Visitor Information Center is too restrictive.
Since we have a lovely skate park and we're promoting activity and further engagement with our youth, so that doesn't jive with the council of the day.
Charlton said the RCMP told councillors that they can't do anything about reckless e-scooter and e-bike use without a municipal bylaw.
Where the municipality doesn't have bylaws with e-bikes and e-scooters, he can't do any ticketing. So once we have a bylaw in place that covers that, if someone is going excessive speed on Bristol, he actually would be able to ticket them.
The Motor Vehicle Act does extensively regulate the use of e-scooters. It explicitly says they should be treated like bicycles and are not allowed on sidewalks. Users of bicycles, e-scooters, skateboards, and other similar devices are also supposed to wear helmets. The Nova Scotia government recently passed a new Traffic Safety Act, which is due to replace the Motor Vehicle Act. It has not been proclaimed yet, so the current Motor Vehicle Act stands. Under the new act, however, much of the responsibility for regulating the use of bicycles, e-scooters, and e-bikes would fall to municipalities. Mayor Scott Christian said he's unsure why provisions of the Motor Vehicle Act aren't being enforced, but he said he hopes the staff report will help clarify who's responsible.
It seems to me that some other municipalities will have already tackled this one. And so I'll be interested to see what approaches to regulating the appropriate and safe use of those devices within, you know, town context where there is sidewalk infrastructure in place.
Councillors also asked staff to investigate traffic calming measures in the town of Liverpool to respond to residents' concerns about speeding by motor vehicles. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.